Good evening, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Tav Tes. We're up to Se'if Gimel. This is page Reish Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. So this is Se'if Gimel Dalet and Hey today, Be'ez Hashem. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, the son of Barosh Hakana. We're talking about where you're putting the Eruv Tchumen. So if you put the Eruv Tchumen on top of a reed, or a kuntas asomchem in haaretz, or some other type of plant that grows from the ground, ain't no Eruv. It's an invalid Eruv. Since it's so easy for it to get, it's so soft, it's so easy for it to get clipped, you'd be chayv a korban chatos. So gazu behem, they made a gezeira that you shouldn't take things from on top of them. So therefore, this eruv is inaccessible to you. They made, and this gezeira, unlike the gezeiras we spoke about yesterday, applies even during bein hashmashos. Afilu maka mitzvah, and even when you need it for the sake of a mitzvah, like all eruvei tchumen are. But if they were detached from the ground and then someone just stuck them back in the ground, but they're not really mechubel karka, they're not really growing from the ground anymore, then it would be a valid eruv, because that is accessible to you. Says the Mishmur Yud Beis, Shem Yachar, Ratzalomar, after Binech Eruv, Be'ilan, Diyesh, Benam, Mishmur Shos, Mishamish, Be'ilan, Avilu, Achi, Avi, Eruv. Even though we said yesterday that if you put an eruv on a tree where it's an Isidra, Rabbanan, to be Mishamish, Be'ilan, but we said it is a valid eruv, because we said yesterday they weren't gozer these Yisurim Drabanan during Bein HaShemashos for the sake of a mitzvah. But when it comes to a reed which is so soft and so fragile, it's very likely that you're going to clip the whole thing when you take your eruv, and that's a melach d'orais of kotzer. And therefore they were gozer even during Bein HaShemashos. And also, if you put your Erev in Rosh Hasharabim 8 amos away from the place where you want to be Kona Shvisa, it is an invalid Erev. Even though technically you can access the Erev without violating an Issudar Raisa, if you move it less than 4 amos at a time, so you could technically do it, but it's so likely that you're going to come to carry it 4 amos at a time and therefore violating the Issudar Raisa. So they made that Gezeira during Bein HaShemashos as well. That gezeira applies even during Bein HaShemashos. Kiyara, Kratzulomer, Shem Rakim, Biyoser. It's like a vegetable that's very soft. Then might have a din of a yerek where they were not gozer, Hishtamshos b'mechuber, nor gezeira shami yikdom. But that's an old conversation from many, many simanim ago. But if this plant was detached from the ground and then you just stuck it back in, and it could even be that it was more than 10 tefachim high off the ground in a Rosh HaSarabim, and is less than 4 tefachim wide, does ein aleim shem Rosh HaSiyachid. So if it's less than dalet al dalet tefachim wide and more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it is not a Rosh HaSiyachid. Or if it's dalet by dalet tefachim wide but not 10 tefachim high off the ground, it is likewise not a Rosh HaSiyachid, where it would then only have the status of a karmelis, so then you can take things from it. But if you put it on a kana that is 10 tefachim high and 4 by 4 tefachim, where it's its own Rosh HaSiyachid, and you're in a Rosh HaSarabim, then you cannot be kona shvisa in the Rosh HaSarabim that's adjacent to it, because you cannot access your Eruv from the Makom Shvisa to where the Eruv is. Because taking it would then be a Malacha D'Oraisa. So if something was taken out of the ground and then they just stooped it back into the ground, so then even if it's if you'd be kotem it, it would not be in the sudraisa, even if you clipped it. It may not even be in the sudrabanan, and that's why that would be okay to have an erev on such an item. You put it in a closet and you locked it up, the eruv, and then you lost the key before Shabbos started, or a pile of rocks fell on it. If you're able to access it without violating malachad daraisa, then it's a valid eruv. Says Mishmor Tazayin, the son of a migdal shenafel of gal, ayin lelsim mishin side dalsif pesis if gimel in eruvi chaserus to shav mishabura bir alachem vor kol prati adin vuadin acha. We already discussed all these dinim in the context of an eruv chaserus that was locked up in a cabinet. Sivhei kol miniach eruv makom yesh lo b'makom eruvo arba amos. So there's the Mishabur explains kol miniach shemakom eruvo kon lo arba amos tamit zivav levad al paim shalson lo kol ruach, that the when you have an eruv, it means that the four amos around it are your space. And then you get 2,000 amos from there. So b'makom hainu b'kol makom shein mukav mechitzos. Any place that's not surrounded by walls, so you just get those four amos. The mukav mechitzos chashin kuluk arba amos. If it's a space that's surrounded by mechitzos, then the whole area is considered like arba amos. Lefichach, says the Shulchan Aruch, haminiach eruv tchum shlo b'sof ha-tchum. So if you put your eruv tchum in all the way at the end of the tchum, v'nisgalgel, and it rolls out b'toch arba amos, but it's still within four amos, hareza eruv. So then it's still a valid Eruv because it is accessible to you since you get four Amos plus 2,000 Amos. But Chutz L'Arba Amos, Eino Eruv. If it rolls out more than four Amos, then it's an invalid Eruv because it's no longer accessible to you. Mishabur Yates, B'sof HaTchum, Huadin B'nichu B'Hemz HaTchum, B'Niskalgo B'toch Arba Amos, Shemichutz L'Chum Nami Dinachi. It didn't have to be that you initially put it mamish at the end of the Tchum. It could be that you initially put it somewhere in the middle of the Tchum, but it just rolled a lot and it rolled to a little bit out within four amos of the edge of the tchum. Niskalgal doesn't mean that happened by accident. It could be that you did that on purpose before Shabbos started. It's a valid eruv because those four amos are still considered part of the tchum. In Sefer Aleph, we'll talk about whether you're allowed to set up your eruv in such a way where it's 2,002 amos away. The Eruv needs to be somewhere that you could get to Ben Hashmashos. Since it's beyond the Tchum of where you are at Ben Hashmashos, you can't get to it Ben Hashmashos. It's an invalid Eruv. And therefore what? So what's your Tchum? So you default back to your to the Tchum of your bias, of where you are. So the Eruv just doesn't work and you default back to your regular Tchum. So to review what we learned tonight, we said in Sif Gimel that if you put your Eruv on top of a very flimsy reed, even though it's only an Issur Drabanan to access it, but there were gozer such Issurim Drabanan even during Ben Hashmashos, even for Makom Mitzvah, and therefore it's an invalid Eruv. But if it's a, likewise, the Mishnah Berurah said, if your Eruv is 8 amos away from you in Rosh Hasharabim, away from the Makom where you want to be Kona Shvis in Rosh Hasharabim, we're also gozer that you might come to carry it 4 amos directly. But if you had a reed that was detached from the ground and then you just stuck it back in the ground and you put the Eruv on top of it, as long as it's not an independent Rosh HaSayachid, that would be perfectly valid because there's no risk of violating Nisr Daraisa in such a case. Then in Siftal, we said that if the Eruv is locked in a closet somewhere, so that you have to be able to access it without violating Malacha Daraisa. And then in Sifhei, we said that not only do you have the 2,000 amos from where you are to put your Eruv, you really have 2,004 amos to put your Eruv, because the 4 amos around it is your Makom Shvisa, and then you get to start measuring your 2,000 amos. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll pick up tomorrow with Si'if Vav. I'm not sure exactly what time tomorrow. I'm going to be moving around a little bit, but probably a little bit later tomorrow would be my guess. Okay, have a good night, everybody.